you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Oh, we went on tour, we sold merch, and we even did shows. Here are some clips from those shows. Please enjoy. And yeah, merch is available online at pooglive.com.
I would love to see a professional about our history through the ages.
Oh, yeah.
If someone could really lay it down for
us.
Didn't
you do yours?
Well, I mean, I've tried every night, going to bed. I mean, I listen to guided meditations that send me.
We once did a joint guided meditation in New York City, I want to say 2016, in my hotel room, not the Ludlow, shockingly.
Yeah.
A hotel, the name's gone. Name is gone, white.
That was where you had that swimming pool you were afraid to get into?
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
I was afraid to go alone. I've never been able to go alone to a pool at all. But in the context of the hotel, I had to have you coach me through going down to a hotel pool once. I couldn't summon the narrative of what would bring me down there. And I felt that then I had to really act. I'm going.
No, oh, right.
Sitting by the pool, pretending, like relaxing.
No, you're like, what am I going to do?
You can't do it.
A towel and a book?
Getting in?
No, I taught her. Okay, and the thing is, the narrative is so simple. She needed the narrative. The problem was you couldn't play the scene, okay? Because you didn't know what the scene was. You didn't know what the scene meant. You know what I mean? Right. So I provided it for you. And once you understand, right, a simple directive as an actor, right? Once you understand the basic thing, which is you're a woman, okay? You're a businesswoman, okay? And so when you're at a hotel and there's an opportunity to take a dip, okay, you got a couple hours, whatever, you're gonna make use of the facilities. Do you see? Isn't
that really helped me? It's true.
And so you go down there, and yes, you did bring a suit because occasionally if you left, it's really simple. And so you set things down, and it's sort of, I mean, a hotel is the one place where you can perform aloneness. I think with no, you almost don't need any. You don't need to put a hat on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's sort of, let's see how this pool is. I do this.
Even that, fairly noticing often. Things alone.
Yeah,
because then
notice.
You're performing noticing. Oh, like I don't like that. I have a panic attack if I'm in a restaurant and I don't know where the bathroom is. You will not find me in the kitchen. Bang bang bang. It's like pots and pans. Is this? I mean,
yeah.
The idea of even briefly having someone go, oh, it's over there.
See, I'm shocked by that. I'm shocked. I see you.
I want to look up maps of restaurants before I go.
I see you as just into it.
No.
Okay. And you're willing to just like be wrong, and then knowing the world will turn your ass around.
If I go in the wrong direction and they go, actually, it's there, I have to truly do hello, baby, hello, I have to go so hard in the opposite direction. I can't just where's the bathroom.
Well, my biggest humiliation or fear in the restaurant, there's actually a few neurotic things. Let's say we meet for dinner. I'm sure we've talked about this. Okay, who cares? You know, repetition is ritual.
Repetition breeds difference. Write it down.
Okay,
go.
So let's say I'm meeting you. I don't like spotting you from afar, and then this kind of we're these fools from afar. Yeah, we're full-bodied fools.
You're in the mean I'm seated at the restaurant.
If I'm seated. I like to perform then looking down and studying the menu so that us meeting can begin with you, hi, right?
Right.
With dignity, a full person.
Don't watch me walk across.
That's what I'm saying. So
no, that's, by the way, that is real social grace. Pretend you don't see me.
Okay.
You feel, oh, right? So then you're
that's
here.
That's exactly it.
People don't know.
Not everyone, and you know what's tough about it. Okay, and this is why you got to get your performing, satisfaction elsewhere. Is it goes unnoticed, and that is true grace, right? Effortless. Okay, they don't thank you. They just feel.
Thank
good,
you for pretending
right?
to not see me, and yeah, totally.
Yeah, no one, and then so there's that, right? And then my other big one, and I really wonder if you struggle with this. And this is sort of a male ego thing that I project onto the kitchen, a kind of. Malify the kitchen
as phallus, interesting.
Yeah, okay. And thus must prop at all costs, right?
Yeah, of course.
So
yeah, protect the kitchen.
I have this thing about how when I'm handed a menu, particularly if it's a single sheet, I'm afraid to get to the bottom to flip it over, okay, to see if there's more food in the back.
And what if there's not?
Okay, because if there's not, I imagine like the doors are swinging, okay, the doors to the bustling of the kitchen or in and out, okay, and the chef, okay, looks over, and he sees me, okay,
oh, no.
go like,
yeah.
Guess it's just this stuff,
Yeah.
It'd be so horrifying for him. So what I do is I feel for raised or pressed type.
That's so sweet. Okay? That's really sweet. Yeah.
That's big, right?
I think they've actually eliminated the flip.
It's gone, you mean?
It's gone. I think it's like the late 80s. They went never again.
Yeah.
Or maybe the 90s.
Because too many people missed it?
I just think now, they go, I think
well, double-sided.
Yeah, but when's the last time you saw a double-sided menu?
Interesting.
Exactly.
See, this is the thing, though. The trauma lives on.
Yeah.
Once it's in the cells, you know what I mean? I'm checking for type on the back of a plastic laminate. You know what I mean? There's no laminate.
This feels familiar, you protecting.
With type.
Yeah.
Because you've probably seen me do it. You've probably seen me feel for it.
We can't forget about the bucket. I just looked over and saw the question.
Look at the bucket. Did anyone feel anxiety when they saw the sign? Like, oh, there's an activity. I could participate. I could not. Like, this is my, big chance to sort of, I don't know. Like, I don't like when I'm suddenly offered an opportunity. It's scary. You know, I'm like, why did you have to put that in the mix? Like, it just.
Ooh. Oh, see, this is what's scary. Because this one's, there's some personality on it. The person who created this,
can see?
I saw movement
visually?
Over here.
You saw them I saw perk up their own work?
Okay. I was like, you're a cunt. You know, I was like scared.
I always think it was, you're two cunts.
Yeah,
that's what I think
gonna
every
be like,
time.
What's your favorite way to get fucked? You know, it's like scary or something. But this is really sweet. This is fun. I just moved to New York. How do I make friends? I'd say you're in the right spot, honey. Who wrote
really
this?
Are, actually.
You don't have to stand up if you're scared, because I understand, but stand up. Who just moved to New York?
Yeah, let's see it.
Because you're in the spot to make friends. Yay! In the balcony. Oh.
Can't see you.
I can't see you due to the light.
Now hold on.
Wait. I think you made about 782 friends. I don't know how many people are but
the problem with 782 friends is you go home with zero, right? So I want to help you find one. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Like, What's your name? Your home doll.
Let it ricochet through the synagogue. Brian?
Okay, is there anyone else who came solo tonight? Okay, hell yeah. Can the solo stand up?
Brian, who'd you come with? Solo audience members stand up.
Solo, I didn't say single, I didn't say anything.
No. Brian, no, but this is key, this is key.
Get on your fucking
solo, solo, solo!
Get on your fucking
solo!
Yes!
Brian, did you come with someone? Okay, okay, so we're gonna figure this out.
Okay, the original solo wasn't solo, but I think it holds.
I think Brian, maybe if you're comfortable, you should separate from the core family and come down here to the floor. And there's a seat right here up front for you if you want it. No pressure.
Wait, the other solos. Now this is interesting. The other solos, it's humility to them. They all sat down. Stand back up.
It's first of all radical, punk, and brave to come to go anywhere alone. Okay, because you're not alone.
Now they're not. Wait, I have a theory. They're not standing back up because you didn't affirm when I said stand back up.
Okay,
and I think they're scared.
I think you should stand up. And I think we've got two seats right here. You could sit next to someone.
They're back.
And by the way, yeah, why don't you two come right here? Boom.
You can't leave anyone out.
I don't want to leave anyone.
All solos.
Yeah, here we go.
Woo! To come to the front.
Are you Brian?
Lock it here. Don't sit down. Solos, we do it
it's
once,
perfect.
It'll be
There's
quick.
Two.
Come to the front. No, you're obsessed with filling seats, okay? Just come to the front. Okay, come to the front.
Yeah, solo. Yeah, great.
We'll send you back after.
Yeah,
Just come right here.
Moment
in time.
Yes, stand here.
Stand here.
Okay, talk about the seats.
Here.
Come back.
This is a different kind of moment, all right?
Okay. She has a vision and I'm supporting it.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. I need people to understand.
Okay. Yes.
This is actually huge. Now, wait. There's a moment someone might be like, okay, I'm one of them, and I hesitated, and it's too late now. The moment has passed. It's not too late.
It's not too late to come down. It's not too late to come down.
Okay, they're coming. Some came from the balcony. Okay, so,
yes!
Okay, yes! Okay.
Oh, my God, yes!
Yes!
This rules.
Solo.
This rules.
Okay, this is huge. Oh, wait, now?
I'm part of a community. I feel that I am worshiping tonight in a synagogue.
Yeah, we are worshiping. This is worship. Now, wouldn't it be great the rest of the show just chorus line? One at a time.
Oh.
Step up. Now, I feel like, okay, wait, correct me. Okay, psychologically, don't you feel like the audience as a whole is starting to see them as a group, right?
Yeah.
And so you think like they all feel together, but they're not. These are individual. Like, do you realize like no one here, no one had their friend, except for the original, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you? Because you started it all. We support, you know, thank you. Oh, hi. The humility of the original.
Brian.
What was your name,
yeah.
Brian?
Yeah.
To be seated.
Yeah. Okay, original
take
Brian.
Take center.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, bring it back. Take your place. None of these people, okay, this is, it's really easy for you.
No, I can feel something huge is coming.
None of them had the friend go, go for it, Tommy, okay?
Yeah.
Don't you kind of feel like they were like, go for it, Tommy? No, they were alone.
Oh, you mean, that's
each
actually
one,
brilliant.
Each
I did
one.
Think someone was like, run up there, come on.
Yeah.
You're right, they did.
Each person here, literally,
to be twice
in
brave.
Their interiority.
Yeah.
Braver than us. We
oh,
didn't come
I'm
up here
fucking
alone.
Coward. Yeah.
Okay, we
can't be on stage. What if we freeze up there? Disappoint the hags. Yeah.
Now, I don't know what to do with you now.
I know.
Okay, but talk amongst yourselves, I guess.
No. This is huge. But I mean, here I go.
We can't,
can you imagine?
You know,
but like, truly,
we can lead you to water.
And by the
right?
way, I want to be clear. Like, I'm not trying to suggest that you need us to bring you to the front and have you face the crowd. It's like, you're clearly more secure than I'll ever be. So it's just like,
I feel like, I'm sorry, I'm still haunted by like someone who's like someone.
Is there anyone else that wants to join the group?
Still time.
It's not too late. Okay.
What do we do with them?
No, I think, what? With who?
Genius. See, I love when this kind of producerial.
Why don't I understand?
Genius. I think you're saying no one wants to go home empty-handed from this kind of experience. You need a souvenir.
I see.
They're up here, get the photo, the group photo.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone who's deactivated Facebook, reactivate. We set the group every year. We meet back. We fall.
Maybe there's some
favorite.
Love in the air tonight.
Okay, you never know.
No, this is, yeah. You guys, do you commit to meet here no matter what has happened?
And by the way, maybe some romance happens, but you know what persists more than romance? Fucking friendship.
Yes.
And maybe there'll friendship be some friendship that happens here tonight.
Huge tenet of poop. Friendship. Even if you can't do community, you can find a friend. Okay, everybody. I think, but the point is one photo is the idea.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't have a phone. Anyone? Okay. You're gonna... This is important.
This is key.
What, you found someone else?
Okay, here we go, here we go.
Now hold on. You promised they're not getting... Let's bring it in, guys.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Not a crunch, a two-layer.
Yeah. We've got a bold one. We've got a bold one.
I think
one.
We gotta go deeper. I think we got... It's gotta be too deep the whole way. All right. Can you believe it? Strangers among...
Yeah. Thank you all. Sit down. If any of you want to fill in any of the open seats closer, don't be shy. Wow.
I am...
Sailing.
I'm electrified.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
We have been suffering from a lot of 10 o'clock closing restaurants.
Yeah. It's a serious epidemic,
which,
yeah.
You know, it's unacceptable in a hotel. Or I mean, everyone knows.
Oh, we have a 24-hour room service menu.
And then
I
are you ready?
I want a Caesar salad.
They don't
I
have
wish,
hot
I
food.
Wish. No, it's like, it's what has it been? They're like, yeah, it's oats. Okay, so we've got the cup, you know, we got the chia oats.
Oh,
right?
I know what you're doing. It's whatever is fridge stable.
It's
you're putting
fridge stable.
Overnight oats.
And they, you know, you know. Because they go eggs,
right.
And then, oh, it's a hard-boiled egg, right? They go, yeah. They go steak. Yeah. They go, oh, it's jerky resting on a leaf, okay? No. It's one thing after the next. They started to put together a theme, which is shelf stable, fridge stable, okay? And it's, you go, oh, they got an egg bite. They're microwaving it, right?
Yeah.
So you go, okay, this is microwave tops. This is microwave tops order, and...
We almost missed a flight based on an egg bite. That was
worth it.
I had never from your Starbucks app.
Well, I've been going hard on thinking about at-home preparation of egg bites for a while now. I've done months.
You told
months
me that
of research.
You were so serious. You're like, you know, you can make those at home. You were like silicone molds or whatever.
Yeah, silicone molds. You remembered.
Yeah, I remember.
But I was absolutely.
I was taking in the information.
You know,
yeah.
Are they, you know, food grade, right? And getting right. I don't want them to look hideous. I don't want them to look. I don't know what I'm going for. But the real question is, once I form them, how do I freeze them in the way that no air gets in, and they
freezing an egg bite. I don't see it being worth it, ultimately. Or do you know what I mean? Like, freezing an egg bite.
No, but if you freeze 70 of them, right? Yeah. And then every day, hungry for a little protein, boom, okay?
Wow.
Microwave, and you have a couple, you know, a little pepper on there. You do something to kind of awaken it.
I didn't even talk to you. I was having, building community at Starbucks, having so much fun waiting because they wouldn't come out. So again, I've never missed a flight in my life.
I have, but.
Okay. But.
I didn't regret it.
The egg bites took so long that we almost missed our flight, and I was getting so absorbed in building community at Starbucks, because it was the mobile order, people were going lost, and I was going, "That's yours." Yeah, I was totally. I was like, "Oh, lost our job." I go, "Jonathan, yeah, he's here.
Orchestrating."
I mean, the women who were making the drinks right there, I was chatting with them. One of them, they said a name, huh? Flo said something almost kind of like Flo Rida. I went, "Flo Rida's here." Killed.
Yeah.
Fucking killed.
Went over huge.
I was like. It was unbelievable.
I was in a deep squat, 25 feet away.
You were, like, truly, this is...
So Kate and I spent a really good portion of
this
the,
is how
of
we've
the
been
airport
traveling.
Time like this.
Answering emails like this side by side. You get stares, I gotta say it. But it's an absolute, it's an ancestral
it's a primal
pose. Yeah.
Posture. It's a kind of
it's a hip
torso
opener.
In the basket of the
I
rest
do it right
of it.
Now, but my pants won't allow it. But
however,
yeah.
I have been experiencing... blackouts upon standing.
Yeah, yeah. I started to video you actually because you got up. I'm blacking out. I was like, well, you're not. But you were leaning up against the wall.
I was headed towards it. I think it's confusing. Blood rushing to that. I think the blood is rushing away.
Remember, you and I are both getting head rushes independently.
It's almost starting to happen right now.
Munchausen, yeah. Careful.
Munchausen?
No, not Munchausen. What's the thing where everyone's like, we all have it? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, I'm pulling threads out of my arm. I'm pulling threads out of my arm. You know.
Hysterical something.
I mean, I get it.
Munchausen group. Or Munchausen by proxy?
Fear the group.
No, which is your favorite,
obviously,
by proxy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
everyone was so into Munchausen a few years ago.
Oh.
Hulu had it. I know.
I mean, and I'm never upset too. Watching a TV show. I'm like, I think this is a Munchausen by proxy episode. I'm like,
yeah.
And then sometimes it's not. And you're like, damn, they were just sick? Whoa, like... All right, let's wrestle with that. Fucking love a Munchausen narrative.
Yeah,
again,
yeah.
By proxy. At this point, I'm shortening Munchausen by proxy as Munchausen.
Yeah.
That's how I refer to the long version.
Yeah. I love ya.
Thanks.
You've actually been like this, and I really admire this about
you. Thank you.
You're gifting. You go, I'm buying my mother Augustinus Bader. I go, that old bag? You know, no, I'm kidding. But I'm like, that's unbelievable. You going out of pocket on Augustinus. I mean, it was what? $250 cream?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, she did an interesting thing.
I wasn't calling your mother
revealing.
A whore. I just want to be clear. That came out wrong.
No,
I thought
it was more about, like, not being... Like, So my mother turned 75, and I'm giving her... We're all giving her, the three siblings, 75 gifts, okay?
Must be nice to have siblings, only child, yeah.
Okay. And
any
so,
onlys here? Yeah.
Any babies here?
Okay. I heard this at the middle child. This is becoming in America kind of phased out. Fewer and fewer people are having three children.
Traffy.
So there's no
reasons.
Middle.
Yeah, and the middle child as kind of a personality and as probably like the rock, like the bedrock of society.
Yeah.
Are there are fewer and fewer middle children,
the
and so what's going to happen?
The polarization of that structure, right? You only have the baby. Wow, look at me. I get the thing, but
yeah.
I also feel
I
learn things.
Yeah.
Right. And then the oldest, I mean, the oldest, they are,
rugged.
I think they have their own issue. I've seen it time and again.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so mad at the baby, you know, the whole thing.
Somatic?
No, I mean, they do have somatic issues from birth for sure. Okay, but they're so mad at
Oh,
baby.
Yeah. Oh, so mad at the
wait,
baby.
Wait, AG1, my mother. Okay,
somatic,
my mother turns.
Somatic anger at the baby would be a way to combine it. Yeah.
I saw a baby. Actually, you were with me. We've been together for
days.
Yeah,
we saw
a baby
I
on
like
the plane.
I like us being together for days.
And I saw what I thought was someone massaging their baby's head, and I thought that they've massaged it to a point of absurdity where the baby's head was now this small. Like that, like dough, they pulled it up. It was the leg, okay?
It was the leg. She was panicked.
But honestly, I don't know if you should be massaging a thigh on a plane. I don't care whose it is, baby or not. That's erotic, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I won't stand for it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've been...
I've been seeing a lot of loose babies, like... People like holding their baby out without the stuff, and like 10 p.m. like Los Angeles. Yeah. I'm seeing people like babies, like
free air between you and the baby.
I mean, it's
like,
kind of cool
like going to the store,
but like 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
just loose, raw.
Yeah,
legs
shoeless, dangling.
Yeah,
I was thinking about this actually. Like, it feels like a baby. The boundaries should be like uniform, right? Like there shouldn't be a foot. It feels like their legs and their arms should be attached to the body for like the first 2 years. Do you know what I mean? It's just a little dangerous.
Yeah,
like they shouldn't
be
that differentiated. You know what I mean? Like that early, like they're not really prepared for it.
There's a lot of articulation.
Oh, my mother's gifts, okay.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, go.
I've forgotten what it was, okay. My mother, oh right, 75 gifts. Oh right. So this is interesting. So I paid for the
middle
Bader.
Middle child, that's what I, okay, go.
I paid for the Bader, right?
You paid, she paid
so,
out of pocket for the Bader.
Yeah, I do not, I said to my mom, you know, you're getting 20, because 25 gifts from me and they'll roll in, you know, they'll roll in because that's how I do things.
25 gifts?
75 total, each sibling, remember? You were just lost in your only child story about yourself, about my siblings. Didn't actually process the information.
25 gifts each sibling.
To add up to 75.
Wow, unbelievable.
It was actually funny. My because I pitched, so we're going to do the 75 gifts. And this is something my mother has done for us, okay? Like, oh, it's your 25th, 25 gifts. You know, she does, I've seen her do it for other family members. So in the card where 25 gifts come in your, or 75 gifts come in your way, I wrote a parenthetical, like something like, you know, an idea we stole from you because you're so generous or whatever. Yeah. And my sister was like, it's stronger without.
Oh, wow.
Not calling out that it was her idea that we were stealing.
Right.
I don't know. Do you think that was the right choice?
I would have gone more with your...
Because we love you, Mommy.
Yeah.
I would have gone more. That's more in me, but I understand.
Yeah, so
sometimes what's not uttered...
You know we get free stuff.
More powerful. Yeah.
I refuse. There is some high-end stuff. And I will give it to my mother, okay? But those do not count. I'm not taking Sturm, because Sturm caved. Hashtag Barbara Sturm caved, sent us some products.
Yeah.
Actually, it was snuck out the back. It wasn't Dr. Barbara, to be clear. It was someone lower down.
Some gay person at the PR company had some goddamn mercy.
Yeah, and some sense of relevance, you know.
Yeah.
You know, via the long tail marketing, okay, that is... Okay, so Sturm cave.
Thank you.
Anyway, I want to be very clear, Mother. None of these were the freebies. I do not do that. She said they could absolutely be the freebies. I won't do it.
Of course. Oh, that's unbelievable. My mom's got Glossier from the 90s. Yeah, I've given her.
Meanwhile, remember the pajamas? I was disgusted.
Oh, no.
Do you remember?
Don't humiliate me in front of my friends.
Okay.
Wait.
Sorry. No, I
vaguely remember.
It was just we were sent some pajamas, and you sort of revealed to me after the fact, like, Christmas morning, my mother and her new pajamas that I gave. And I was like, I recognize those, you know?
And you know what? My mother actually told me, she's like, I don't really like these. And this is what was so cruel about me regifting them. I knew they weren't really her thing. Do you understand?
Yeah,
my mother.
My
mother, the center, you know, like
of your
glorious mother, gave.
By
her
the way, these pajamas were
give pajamas.
These were,
that
these were
I
not
knew she
for
would
Helen.
Want.
These were not for Helen Berlant.
Like, no, Helen would never.
Kate was lying.
These
to
were
herself.
Garish. Rudolph the Red. You know, it was like Christmas.
Yeah, rough. Okay.
They were rough. They were like flammable. It's like you light a match, it's over.
Instant.
Yeah, instant incineration.
Fire starting. Yeah. Christmas fire starter.
She regifted them.
Okay.
To one of her best friends.
That's actually nice.
The apple doesn't fall far, does it?
Now, did you tell her that they were, did you go... Or you're all lying. You're all paying forward the lie.
I think maybe a couple weeks later, I think she was like, sorry, I don't know.
I just, something about it is really, I'd have the Sturm cream here unopened, and I'm going to the store and I'm buying the Sturm cream to gift it.
That's fucking crazy.
Is it? I mean.
That's wild.
To me, what is the gift? The gift is I purchased it for you.
I mean, we can fight about this. Yeah. People are saying no.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not.
I gave. What about this? You probably you'll hate this.
Oh God, I know I will.
I had a friend come over, 9 months pregnant, about to give birth any day.
Oh no. You grabbed something from the back.
Literally.
Something filthy.
She, okay. Oh, listen to this. Imagine this. My friend, this wonderful friend, comes over, 9 months pregnant with her, like, three-year-old. Three-year-old baked me a fucking pie for Thanksgiving. Can you imagine sweet? I almost wanted to start crying.
The three-year-old, a real pie or one of those?
You know, she made you a pie. You know, one of those things. But, like, then my friend was like, no, she really did, like, work on it. Has a K on it. Incredibly
cute. Well, I'm sure she
did
work on it, but
she was in there. And I was so moved. The pie.
Were you though, Kate? Honestly,
I swear to God, I was.
I might have been. Were you?
No, I swear to God.
Really, Kate?
I made you. Yeah, no. Don't. Yes.
No, I'm just. I believe you, but I just wanted to know.
Callous, childless whore. Yeah.
I'm the same. I mean, I'm deeply unmoved regularly by.
No, I was truly moved. I was truly moved.
Remember you heard me? Oh God, we got to talk about that.
I heard you fawning
sweetie,
over a dog, and it was
sweetie.
Crazy.
That was it. Was to offset my.
You were trying to access the dog owner through the dog, which
is actually sometimes the only way to reach them. Will you remember the dog? All right.
Yeah. I'll just say that
this is crass.
I was moved by the pie. I was moved by my friend and her daughter, and then I mean, this is sick now in retrospect.
I'm scared.
Went rummaging around. Pulled I mean, it's completely sealed.
Wait,
packaged.
How old was the kid, for real? Three?
Yeah. No, no.
So did the mother bake it and it was good?
I didn't eat it, so that's another thing.
Okay. I know. I'm thinking ahead. This is a re-gifting story, and I'm wondering that you put some, you know, runny pancake Mother Day, you know.
Mother Day?
All right, sorry. I'll let you go.
All I'm saying.
I think that's what they call that.
Is that I, in a panic, what do I give? You know, what do I do? I didn't have anything for a child, but I went and got from my poop closet, I got a fully wrapped
anti-aging
balm and gave it to her, unwrapped.
A child?
No, to the mother. You think that's really gross?
But where's the... Oh, no, wait, I don't understand what's happening. You, in the same experience, event, a pie is brought to you, you go, I have nothing for you. Were you hosting?
It was 9 a.m., are you awake? We're in the neighborhood, neighbors. We stop by. We can drop something on your porch or say hello. Hello, hi. Oh, it's
the
day before
that,
Thanksgiving.
Okay, first of all, the idea, I've never heard a bigger lie and farce, okay?
What?
No one's waiting for a day before Thanksgiving gift with another gift for those who knock on the door. Oh, I just had this in my closet.
I didn't pretend. I didn't. No, but I said, oh my God, I want to
give you something.
Yeah, and I have this high quality cream.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
I smelled gas
you smelled
the other
gas.
Day, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I called over the maintenance because I rent. Okay.
You gotta rent. Who owns? Ugh.
Yeah.
You wanna fix it? You wanna
I
go?
Mean, some
I gotta
people
fix
probably...
my own chimney.
Yeah.
I own it.
I have a chimney. Yeah, I'm yeah.
Desperate to own, meanwhile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
One
yeah.
of the only things left.
You won't find me signing those papers.
Yeah, hideous, yeah. But imagine it's property, you know.
Yeah, who are you paying to? Yeah, no one knows. Oh, my mortgage is due. Who does that go to? No one knows.
Yeah, it's unclear.
And that is the problem. Follow the money. No one wants to. No one wants to.
Whenever anyone says mortgage, I just picture the little Monopoly plastic things, and it's sort of like, yeah. And then I'm scared. And
I don't trust people that know. Oh, yeah, 20%.
You know what I hate?
Oh, yeah, oh, no, we're in escrow. Oh, no.
Oh, what? Yeah, escrow? Like, are you kidding? And by the way, is there a W in that word? Because there is, right?
Yeah.
Which seems way too folksy for what that word is. Like, there shouldn't be a W at the end of that shit. It's financial. It should be a solid just O.
Yeah, totally.
And it should stand for something. What is,
right.
Crowley, you know, like.
It's trying to be like, it's a nice word. You know, the W is kind of like, oh, it's palatial.
It's wood that's it's been, like, yeah. I mean, I said wood, you said palatial, but, you know, the two can meet.
W's.
So. Because they're, oh, so, I smelled gas.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, I'm not, you know, I will not be the fucking fool who was too afraid. So I call.
So scary.
You know, they come over, okay, and I'm like,
who's they? Who, 911? Who do you call?
The maintenance people of the building.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the, so.
Right.
So.
Okay.
So. I'm smelling it. I believe I caused it. This is important, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Because I, you know, I took the vacuum.
Do it. Get
and
out.
And I said.
Sure.
And I
if
said.
If you're moved to rise.
I jammed it behind my stove and oven, okay? Okay, trying to, it was hard. But I got it in there because I just know that
I Wait, is that your hand? I just want to understand.
No.
Oh.
The end of a Dyson.
Got it. Going behind an area.
Okay, I got a hose.
Yeah.
And okay,
yeah.
And then it goes like boom, okay, and I'm like, I don't even really know what's back there. I'm very unclear on, like, you know, how the pipes all come together to make the magic happen on the stove. I do not, and I'm not interested in learning what a pilot light is, okay? Like, oh, the pilot light's probably out. Have you ever heard that? It's like
my whole life, every day.
It's like, I'm like, are you telling me something's been lit in there this whole time?
Well,
and
now,
I've been living like that?
You know what we haven't talked about on the pod? And we're doing it right now, I guess, if you put it that way. But all this stuff about how gas stoves will kill you, you're familiar, right? Because now it's like, now the luxury thing is, don't worry, there's no flame in the stone. It's one of those, or in the stove.
Oh, induction?
It's the thing that you just go, and it boils.
Induction?
Godless,
I don't know if that's correct, but.
Godless technology.
Yeah, godless, sterile.
Might actually, and I don't like that.
No.
We're not ripped from ritual enough in this goddamn contemporary life. They're gonna take fire away. They're gonna go, oh, you're gonna cook on a screen now,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah.
It's like one of the only things we have left is to return to cooking and to turn on, yeah. Oh, I'm alive, and to see a flame and to char
and
something.
Turn it over.
Oh my God, the questions. Bring the question
Completely
bucket.
Forgot.
Thank you to everyone who, this isn't the bucket that we brought, but this is the Home Depot. It's kind of fun, you know. The people say, oh, a couple bitches here doing a live podcast. Home Depot, okay. We're pretty down, we're pretty cool.
Still not a sponsor in sight. What's your one desert island product?
One?
And the question is, here's the thing. I go, depends what my goals are on the island.
Well, because obviously you go, okay, we're not planning to play this game.
Go.
Sunscreen, right? We're not gonna because then we're just talking about sunscreen brands,
right? Which
product? Well, for me,
it's going to be a moisturizer, right? It's going to be something to moisturize, no?
I mean, the first thing that came to my mind, frankly, was squalane.
Holy shit. Well, I'm not surprised. Biossance
pump. I mean,
pump.
Just as a... yeah. But someone said... right. I don't know. That's what I went for first. Squalane. Yeah. I don't know. That was the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah.
I actually don't, you know, first thought. I don't know. Is first thought best? I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
I'm a little tired of that narrative. But also, I don't know. What do you think? It's hard to say.
I'm struggling. Okay, so I feel like I'm always singing their praises, but I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm really into the Dew Skin hydrating gel now. And I just... It's Air Angel. Fuck, it's good. And it's in a pump.
Wait
pump
a
only.
Second. How?
What?
This one's written on a jar card.
Read it. By the way, I got to make this clear. If you go to a jar, mention Poog. If you go to a jar... Mention, by the way, I got a text from Suzanne, the chef. Why didn't we invite her to the shows? We are not good at our jobs.
Yeah.
And she sent me and she goes, thank you for sending all the young, brilliant minds to Jar. I mean, I'm sure I talked about this on the pod, that last time I went there, I was walked to my car. So Suzanne wants me to walk you to your car.
No.
It was actually embarrassing. I was like, ooh. It was like a block. It was like the sweet server. I'm like, here I am.
Like,
my mom's
like, tell me about you.
My tip him. Yeah. Walk to the car. Yeah.
Wait. But there was something about Jar. Wait, the other thing. If you go to Jar and you post about Jar, tag Jar also. I saw a beautiful post come in today. And Jar didn't see.
Yeah. And by the way, I talked to someone, some like hot, hip like person. And they were like, they had never heard Poog, whatever. That's fine. But they were like, yeah, I feel like Jar's really having a moment. I almost chopped my own head off, threw it across the room. Like, can you imagine? Imagine hearing that from someone who doesn't know you have Poog. Yeah, I heard Jar seems to really be having a moment.
Be like. No, that would be very, the actually.
I actually couldn't say anything.
Yeah.
It was like so much. I was like, no. Yeah.
No, yeah, that's there's no option but
what
to say
does it
nothing.
Say on the jar card?
It's asking for practitioner address, phone numbers, etc. Healer.
Well, almost across the street from Jar, there's a great healer named Maurizio. Couldn't tell you more than that, but went to him once.
Okay, that's pretty good. I think that's gave you a lot.
You're gonna love this.
Yeah.
My dad is an American Airlines pilot, and he said he does get scared during turbulence.
No. Are you? No.
But that's the first part. But he's most scared watching his co-pilot land. He thinks I wouldn't do that. Oh no!
All right, that's
scary.
That is, I want a follow up on Poog podcast at Gmail. I have a lot to discuss before Kate and I take flight again in mere days.
That's really oh my god. Yeah, because
imagine not being a fan.
Their own little. I like to set them down really easy, right?
Yeah, some of them like to go. Kind of a this.
Yeah. Oh my God. I got excited. Kate, I've seen you at Erewhon multiple times.
No.
I've been too afraid to approach. Never be afraid to approach. Yeah. Ever, okay? I'm not Mariah Carey. Okay, it's fine. I'm not like, fuck! I can't go anywhere! I'm here with my daughters! Approach. I can't say it enough. Approach. Why do you think I got into this business? I'm trying to be alone.
Oh, I've been humiliated in Erewhon. Every time because I've never been recognized in Erewhon, and I go in and I'm showing my face left and right. I'm giving a wide angle
but
for
also,
anyone, everyone. I go, where
you're at
are
Beverly.
They?
You're at Beverly.
Nonetheless.
Yeah, come over to Silver Lake. Hot bar items.
Maybe.
Hard to find a hot bar item.
This
I don't
is interesting.
Like.
Thoughts on going to estate sales for closing spas to get pro facial devices, products, etc. Genius or crazy?
Wow. Innovative.
I say, you know, but here's my problem with estate sales. Sometimes you go and the products are, or the items are marked appropriately. Like, they're not necessarily
the deal you think.
You know, it's like, oh yeah, this device, like, normally it's $6,000, here it's $4,000. Like, it's a great deal.
No, right. But it's like, it was used by a dead woman. Let's bring it down to 900. And guess who's here from Frog Hollow Farm? My cousin Becky. I won't make her stand up, but she is here. Maybe I will make her stand up. We can do it whenever. I don't want to humiliate. Yeah, let's just say...
Standing up in a crowd when honored is hard because half of your body is to the front and half of your body, as is always the case, but, you know, is to the back.
Yeah.
And so
what
you're
do you
in
do?
A 360 and are you supposed to adjust, like, You know what
you're supposed
mean?
To turn, I think. You do a full turn.
Keep it moving?
Yeah, you do a full turn. Listeners of the pod will know I'm you know, very close to my cousins, and I just say a bunch of my cousins are here tonight. It's a big night. Yeah. That actually, and by the way, it's like, if I were interested in show business, I would have forced them all to stand, and the night is young, and we can still do that later.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
No, but if we start letting people dictate, okay, if we
I actually felt it. I felt
do it, yeah.
I liked kind of hearing a guy be like, do it. I was
you
like,
loved it?
Yeah, I'll say something happened.
I felt unsafe, okay?
It goes deep. It goes deep.
I felt like, Kate, do not feed, like, do not no, give a little of course, cherry of course. Off the thing, okay, because then they'll go rabid with power.
Yeah.
If you just respond, if you know, if you negotiate with the audience.
Of course.
I mean, we never forget, or I never forget you, that you're a mob. I mean, I said this, but...
By the way, you could kill us right now.
And quickly, like honestly, the front row alone.
How long do you think it actually takes to rip someone to shreds?
All right. Now here's a
if
huge
you're
question.
You're gonna pull someone limb from limb.
Here's a question, Kate. Okay, this is actually really interesting, and I don't want to leave this topic. No one let us leave this topic, okay, until it's completely exhausted, okay? Because I'm excited, I'm thrilled.
Okay, go.
So here's a question. Is it harder for 30 people to kill someone barehanded than it is for 4 people to kill someone barehanded? Do you
oh,
see what I'm saying?
Because I can't get a hold?
Yeah.
Because it's trivial. Me.
So
me.
It's like the daddy long legs that it's deeply poisonous if it bites you, but it has no ability to bite you, that thing, because its own legs are in the way or something.
Wait, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, its own legs are in the way. It's
terrifying.
Something weird, yeah.
No, I guess if it's 4, everyone grabs a limb.
All right.
Boom.
One limb, everyone's grabbed it,
yikes.
Right?
Now, ouch.
I don't think there's just... If 4 people could just instantly tear apart one person, I don't think civilization would, you know, would have flourished,
you're right?
Right. Because that would have been all day, every day.
Yeah, yeah. Ripped.
It would have been like, do you want
Did
some
you hear
of
who
my
got ripped?
Berries?
Who got torn up? Yeah. Well, I all the time, I'm like, it's amazing. It's not just pure screams at all times.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. It's not just, everyone's ripping. I mean, it's amazing.
I think it's pure screams. Then we go, well, that's not going to help. Let me be silent. And then it sort of filters through. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, okay, so Kate's like, why isn't everyone screaming all the time on the streets? Right? Like, it would make sense.
It would just make sense there, to be like, you're at CVS or whatever. And everyone's like,
like, and just kind of not. And I think it's like, there's that impulse. And then it's been push down, okay?
Certainly.
And then it comes out just in, like, Texas. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's been...
Sublimated
the opposite
into...
of sublimated, though. The opposite of sublimated. Because sublimated is...
Oh, you mean it's been...
It's been, like, instead of going up, sublimation, right, into a higher thing, it's gone lower.
Wait, why? I thought sublimation did suggest it getting going
No, because...
Anyone
like,
here...
If you sublimate me. Anyone here? No? I gotta go, me! I feel like, okay, do you see the distortion on our faces? I feel like that right now.
I'm embarrassed. Sublimation, apparently.
No, but if you sublimate the sexual desire into your art, right?
Right.
You're taking the lower to the higher, right? I feel like this is the, like, truth. Like no! Right? Like, CVS is what almost, like, should be happening. It's like, pushed down into kind of, like...
Yeah.
Day to day. I don't know. Like, that's why they're not screaming.
Because they're doing their taxes. I understand.
Yeah, they shoved it into tax.
Yeah. Well, no, the choreography of modern life holds the terror of the other day, you might be able to say. You're right. That's why we're not ripping each other limb from limb, because we have to go to...
What would be the fastest way?
Yeah.
What would be the fastest way for the audience to kill us? That's the first thing I want to... And are we allowed to organize? What is it?
They rush us and bonk us on the head a bunch.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
But do you think they would allow someone to step out and go, I got this? Or would it be them all deciding amongst themselves?
No, I don't think it'd be you bonk,
you bonk. Our fans might be analyzing it, honestly. This group?
I think maybe even in this beautiful, benevolent, I think there's probably 4 or 5 people who could deliver some fatal blows. And it maybe would come once given the permission.
Shoe?
Once finally given the permission to bonk.
Yeah.
You'd be alarmed. It's called community, exactly.
There it is.
The community keeps us from bonking.
Actually, if I were going to die, I wouldn't mind dying ripped apart by an audience.
isn't that
the final goal? I mean, isn't it consume? Yeah. Consume me until I'm gone?
That's good.
And then, you know... transcendence through a tiny bite of the event host in everyone's mouth. Right?
Yeah.
How was the show?
The host.
You know, everyone got a tiny little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's why when I, you know, you think about Elvis or, you know, Taylor Swift, if I may, it's like, I'm like, it's amazing they're not ripped to pieces every night.
Yeah.
This is what, three security guards? Like, don't even try ripping her up. I mean, really, it's like.
I have a question for you, and it's a bit much, okay, but. You
know, I guess they are ripped apart in the end, psychologically, no?
Yeah, and what starts.
Yeah. They are cannibalized.
Sure, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
They are. No, but I did want to say before you do that.
A lot of questions in here,
all right, fine.
But keep going. But
this is a little bit on the same, and I get excited by these topics, okay?
Okay, go.
Okay. Don't yes me, okay?
Okay, go, 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 okay, go. Okay. To read them in silence?
So, this is a bit much. Who cares? Here's my question, Kate.
Yeah,
you and me, classic rock climbing group, plane crash, Andes, you know, classic cannibal scenario, right?
Okay.
Freezing,
yeah.
Gotta eat someone to live, right? And let's just say that person sacrifices themselves. Let's
I'm starving. Go there. I'm not eating.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm not fucking eating.
I think that is. No, I said we don't kill them. I'm saying, let's just say they die and their meat is good, right? Now, some people have an actual, and I mean this, some people have an actual, probably visceral response to that, like, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't. To me, I'm just like, like literally, of course.
Yeah, right.
I almost think there's a drag of humanity going on there.
Oh, pretending. Almost I could
pretending,
never eat
I could
someone.
Never. Same amino acids.
Finally given a chance.
Yeah, I
moaning.
Can't do it.
You finally get to eat someone in row 16F.
And the eroticization, you know, that
would
where
you
they're
eat
not
someone,
interested.
Here's, yeah. here's a key question about cannibalism.
From first or coach?
No, this is about cannibalism. Would you sooner eat someone that you like, you're attracted to them, something, or would you sooner eat someone, you're like, they're a motherfucker, I'm going to eat them, right? Like, they were so cruel, or,
well,
do you know?
I don't think, okay, if they're not there to, like, be like, oh, you're eating me.
They're not there.
Okay,
you little perv.
Not. No, yeah. Like, then I find no eroticism in consuming them. If they're not there to realize they've been consumed.
Yeah, yeah, no, I don't
go,
find
oh God,
cannibalism
right?
erotic. It wasn't, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you were just talking about sort of general flavor, you know, taste?
No, I just meant psychologically, is it easier to eat someone that you personally
that you
don't
hate?
Like? Or is it easier to eat someone that you actually
think,
have a lot of reverence
I think
for?
I think it's easiest to eat me, you know why? Because I've said that you should eat me. I've said I'll eat others, I've said it's, you know.
Yeah. Well,
you
great.
You really starving would actually, like...
I don't think I could eat you.
Clutch your pearls? Are you fucking serious?
I don't think I could do it.
I mean, you... I
Here's
mean,
Jacqueline. I just
well,
don't see myself
now.
Doing it.
Go ahead.
Remember, you were scared...
All I ask...
Yeah.
You. I
I'll
want you
know.
To go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Eat me, okay?
Okay?
But I don't want any comments about how you can taste the fact that I wasn't vegan or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or she ate canola oil. This is clearly inflamed flesh.
Yeah, yeah.
If you eat me, you act like it's the finest
of course,
cut of meat
of
the humans that could happen.
Of course.
You defend me at all costs if anyone else speaks up.
Yeah.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.